Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, August the 22nd. That's right, Tuesday, August the 22nd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon, a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to go deep down the, I guess, metaphysical, for lack of a better term, psychological trail to get into understanding what some people call beta blockers or meta blockers. So a meta blocker is, meta means beyond. Blocker is what happened yesterday. So this is like an eclipse. This is a, today's message is about, we just had a solar eclipse, but many of us are experiencing a life eclipse. So if I had to sum today's message up, it would be subtitled, Life Eclipse. The title of today's message is Life Optimization Blockers. Subtitle, Life Eclipse. Many of us are experiencing an eclipse in our life, meaning that there is blockers. There is something that is blocking us from the ability to optimize or to live an optimized life. I've placed this inside of my life optimization course. However, I tried to cram in about 20 years worth of psychological and spiritual information into a one-year course, and it is extremely difficult because of the volume of information. So it has 60 books, it has 365 hours of audio, it comes with a 600-page Dear Kinnear report, and then one-on-one counseling. And what I'm seeing happening that has been happening, not only in my life, but in everybody else's life, because I have to optimize my own life first before I can help you optimize yours. So as I've been optimizing my own life, there is this strange phenomenon that is occurring that is called, I call it a negative habit pattern, or science calls it a control loop. So we are all inside of a loop. Over time, this control loop has to be identified as a system of control, and we have to be able to go through a process of analyzation and feedback in order to define and to eventually redefine and eventually totally replace this particular system, this operating system, and the only way to do that is through feedback. So we try something, and then we get feedback. We make adjustments, and then we try something else. So what I've done in my own life and what I'm doing in my own life is going through a individual system that is designed to produce what I call self-determination through claironomics. Now, claironomics is the household management of the soul. So the soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. Why is this important to you? Because your soul is the thing that controls your body. And so if you're having behavioral problems, that means there's a problem in your soul, because the spirit is the higher self. The spirit is the Christ self. It's the perfect self. So if my spirit was downloaded totally into my soul, my behavior would be perfect. And my behavior is not perfect. I'm hurting people. So I don't want to hurt anybody. So if I don't want to hurt anybody, how do I stop hurting people if I am under a three-step process that is a deeper understanding of a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord? So we all are underneath this three-stranded cord. Well, this three-stranded cord does three things. It produces what I call the Christ conflict. It also, again, represses memories. And then it allows for the unconscious programming of Lucifer's DNA to manifest in our life. So these three things are the life optimization blockers. Right now, you cannot, or you are disrespecting the person, you're disrespecting the place, and you're disrespecting the position. That is the only way. Now remember, before you can disrespect somebody else, you must first disrespect those three things. And since you are in the process right now of disrespecting those three things, that is allowing you, it is blocking you. Right now you are experiencing an eclipse inside of your life. You are going through a life eclipse. We had a solar eclipse yesterday. Now we have a life eclipse today. And my course is designed to bring you out of this life eclipse, because it's brought me out and it is continuing to bring me out of my own life eclipse. So now I want to give you the three meta blockers that is blocking you from optimizing your life. How can you consciously control your thoughts and your actions? How can you, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not your mother or your father, how can you consciously control your own thoughts and your own actions? Right now, you are doing things that are hurting people. Brother Will, again, this is my message. This is what I asked the Father, and this is what he gave me to help me. And since it's helping me, I want to give it to you to help you. This is the result of everything that I teach. So I don't teach theory. That's why my life is an open book. That's good and that's bad. Because, again, I have to air out my dirty laundry, and that sometimes, you know, is embarrassing, not only to me, but also to my loved ones, especially my wife, my children. You know, I've talked about my son on shows, you know, very adversely, and I'm sure, you know, that's some things that he would like for me, not like for me to share, and same thing with my wife, and so on and so forth. So I'm not on here for a popularity contest. I'm on here because I want you to optimize your life. I want to help you. I want to go teach you the process of Christ discovery that leads you to have this ability of living a Christ-directed life that I called, again, life optimization, that I used to call kingdom, that I used to call Eagles University or Eagles Club. It's all the same thing. And so this course, this message is designed to assist you with the goal of Christ determination and a Christ control. Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. The word Christ has to do with the person, the place, and the position. So there is a person whom we call Jesus Christ. He has a place that we call the kingdom or heaven. And we have a position as a saint or a joint heir in that kingdom. This message is designed to get you into that kingdom and for you to optimize the person, the place, and the position. That means you have optimization means better. It means that, again, you need a personal, private, productive relationship with Jesus Christ. You need your own personal relationship. You need to have an understanding of the place that we call heaven, that we all want to go to. You need to have an understanding of when you get to heaven, what is your position in heaven? Because heaven is actually here on earth. And contrary to popular belief, but that's another study for another time. But you need to understand that right now you are disrespecting the person. You're disrespecting Christ. Right now you're disrespecting the kingdom of God. Right now you're disrespecting your position in that kingdom. Brother Will, again, this is my message today. I'm just inviting you guys along to listen. Since I'm disrespecting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it makes it a lot easier to disrespect myself, to disrespect my wife, to disrespect my children, and to disrespect everybody else. But again, the disrespect first starts with God. You must disrespect God before you can disrespect anybody else. So I really don't have a relationship problem. I really don't have a wealth problem. I really don't have a health problem. If you really look at it, I really don't even have a knowledge problem. The only problem I have is a God problem. I have a problem because I don't have a deeper, more stimulating, more controlling relationship with God. Because if me and God are one, the Bible says, you know, when it talks about the man going laying with the harlot, he says, why would you take God to go lay with the prostitute? Because everywhere I go, God goes. God is in me. He's operating as me, and he's manifesting himself through me. So anytime I do wrong, according to Romans chapter 7, verse 18, with my flesh I serve the devil, with my mind I serve God. Every time I do wrong, that means that I'm not oscillating and vibrating in my Christos or my Christ. Now, I know this is tough, but I am a Christ. I'm not saying I'm the Christ. I am a Christ. I am a Buddha. I'm not saying I'm the Buddha. I'm a Buddha. I am a yogi. I'm not saying I'm a the yogi. I'm a yogi. I am a guru. I'm not saying I'm the guru. I'm a guru. I am a Satanist. I'm not saying I am the Satanist or Satan. I'm saying I'm a Satanist. What does that mean? That means that I put on different hats. What does that mean? That means I put on different dispositions. What does that mean? The Bible says, you know, you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that we are all falling short of the glory of God. The Bible says that when we sin, again, we are doing the devil's work. That means we're under his control. So right now, as I'm speaking to you, there is a loop. I call it a negative habit pattern. That's Lucifer's DNA. Now, I broke this down inside of the book. Christened, where I gave you the properties of Lucifer's DNA, and I showed you that Lucifer in chemistry is called phosphorus or phosphate. I told you, again, you can go to any medical doctor, you can go to any, again, histologist, you can go to any biochemist, you can go to any cellular biologist and ask them, what does the DNA consist of? They're going to tell you four things. The ACGT. And then you're going to ask them, or you should ask them, so there's only four elements in the DNA? They will tell you yes. Then you should ask them, what holds the DNA together? What is the two poles? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. What are the two poles? What are the bipoles? Bipolar. What are the two poles that hangs or that holds the DNA together? They will tell you phosphate, phosphorus, false Horus, fake Horus. It's fire. It's Lucifer. It's called luminescence in the Latin, which means Lucifer. So Lucifer holds you together. And now, if I want to optimize my life, I need to de-lucify myself. I need to lose or get rid of Lucifer. And so the three things that keeps me from optimizing my life is, number one, I'm in conflict. The number one life optimization blocker is Christ conflict. Now, I like to call it cognitive dissonance. That's the scientific word for Christ consciousness, or a lack thereof, or what is called the Christ conflict. Now, the Christ conflict is worldwide. Everybody has a problem with this dude or this dudette called Christ. Since nobody has seen Christ, nobody living on earth right now has seen or nor walked with him, we got to depend upon the writings and the teachings of other people that may or may not be true. So for everything that proves Christ, I can find 10 things that disproves Christ. So we could argue about the person of Jesus Christ. We could argue about his place, whether where he was born. We could argue really vehemently about his position. Now, who was he? Was he a Jew? Was he a rabbi? Was he a priest? Was he a good man? Was he, you know, just a prophet? Was he God incarnate? Anybody, everybody can argue about the position. Therefore, there is a conflict. So as long as that Christ conflict is not settled, then that is a life optimization blocker. You can't optimize your life because there's a conflict. You don't know, like at the higher levels, like all the Luciferians, when I got to the higher levels, the 1%, when you go past the 33rd degree, there's actually 360 degrees in Freemasonry. They only tell you 33. Why is that? As we talked about yesterday during the solar eclipse, 33. They will only give you 33 degrees. Well, how many degrees is it in a complete circle? I'm pausing so you can ponder the statement. How many degrees, my brother, how many degrees, my sister, is there in a circle or a kirka or a church? 360. Well, when you go to college, how many degrees they give you? One. So you go to college, you get one degree, and you're going to come back and you want to talk to somebody who got 360 degrees, but you think you know everything. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. That dog don't hunt. Or you become a Freemason, they give you 33 degrees, and you're going to talk to somebody like me who got 360 degrees. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. That dog don't hunt either. Yahushua was, again, someone who overstood, over, as in ovaries, as in a ovum, as in a kirka, as in a church, as in a circle, a complete circle. That's called a theorem. As long as your circle is not complete, you got conflict, that's called a theory. Now, everybody got a theory. There's a theory. There's a flat earth theory. There's all types of theories. But how many people got a theorem? That causes conflict. That causes cognitive dissonance. Number one, beta blocker, life optimization blocker. The reason why you keep repeating the same shitness over and over and over again, Brother Will, you keep hurting people. You keep disrespecting people. You don't live up to your promises. You overpromise and you underdeliver. Why? Because there's a fundamental flaw in your theology. That means that the feedback control mechanism, feedback control, that means you do something, You get a feedback. Now, I'm in business. So in business, I do test marketing. So test marketing says I do something and I put a letter on it so that way I know that I write three offers that send the exact same thing three different ways, and I do a test. And if I get five responses from my marketing advertising for number A, I get two responses for number B, and I get 10 responses for number C. So which one am I going to go with? Based upon the feedback, I'm going to go with number C, because the feedback allows me to control. See, most people don't have this feedback control mechanism in their brain or in their thought. Number one reason why you cannot optimize your life is Christ conflict. Christ conflict means that you have not set up a system that brings about self-control and self-determination. Now, self-control and self-determination is actually Christ control and Christ determination. So the nature of Christ control is the result of what I call problem control. So Christ is the messianic office. Remember, Christ is his title. Christ is not his name. So I am talking about the title. I am not talking about the name or the person. The name of the person is Jesus or Yahushua. But we're talking about the three things that prohibit you from optimizing your life. Number one, there's Christ conflict in your brain. Science calls it cognitive dissonance. So you must develop a systematic Christ control system that allows you to program control yourself so that way you can stop supporting your risky behavior, Brother Will. So that way you can self-administer. This is called the fruit of the Spirit, by the way, for the Bible thumpers. So all I'm doing is I am explaining the fruit of the Spirit in a different way. That's all I'm doing. Because everything that I'm going to say, you will find in the book of Galatians with the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, against such things, self-control, against such things, there is no law. So I'm teaching you what is called Christ engineering, which is the ability to program reason and logic, to program love and compassion into a model or a system that is going to be the guiding light or the foundation or a sort of religion for you that allows you to optimize your life. Because again, your body only responds to your words. So if you listen to only my words, your body does not respond to my words. Your body again is programmed by your words way faster. Now, I can utilize certain control techniques that, again, are learned and taught in any type of a freaking cult. So I can use diction. I can use tonality. I can use, you know, the brainwashing techniques in order to exercise control over you. But number one, I ain't got that much time. Number two, that's too much work for me. Number three, I'm too busy living and enjoying my life to try to put some brain to brainwash somebody. So therefore, I'm going to give you the tools by which to allow you to optimize your life. So I develop a complete system that allows you to do something. So the Life Optimization Course is a course that goes through and establishes and trains you to be and to exercise what I call self-administering emotional control. So I'm teaching you how to self-biofeedback. So in other words, you're gonna try something, you're gonna get the feedback, and you're gonna see, is this feedback taking me in the direction of where I want to go? If not, I am going to transcend or go beyond the programming. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is Clarinomics. Now, this is really important. This is the back end of the advanced techniques of spiritualization and Christ realization techniques that I'm teaching you, this is the back end. This is the stuff that I thought I did not have to share with you. But in order for you to get more control, in order for you to understand, in order for you to get better results faster, because we are all interested in, at least I'm interested in IMRs. Anybody here not interested in IMRs, immediate measurable results? So if everybody is in agreement that we are all interested in immediate measurable results, number one, you got to solve the Christ conflict in your brain. Because right now, you don't know. You on the fence. You believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified, but you, like me, you listen to all of the other negative shizness out there and everybody teaching this stuff. Now, because I don't teach the basic doctrines of Christ and Him crucified, people get confused. See, I do what works. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of that statement. So I just made a statement that says, I do what works. So level one, now let me go through the 10 levels of the program, the life optimization program that you are in, that you're going through right now. You don't even know. Basics. Now again, we talked about the basics. We already did that. The basics is, and you are still doing that right now, but I've already went over it, which is what? Find the suppressed emotional energy that's locked up inside of your DNA. We've already talked about it. That is the second reason that you can't optimize your life. Number one reason, Christ conflict. Second reason, repressed memory. Third reason, unconscious programming. So you are programmed. As I speak, so am I. We're all programmed by our environment, by our mothers and fathers, by the Reverend Dr. Bishop, by our school teachers, by the president, by the government, by the chemtrails in our air, by the flora. I told you guys that there's a chemist, this black chemist, who proved that they're putting foods, primarily they're putting gentrification, or they're putting basically estrogen-based stuff inside of the food to feminize, especially the African-American black men. So the reason that black men are more feminized, not only does it have to do with the culture and the environment, it has to do with the food. Again, that's part of the program. Chemtrails in the air, programming. So those are the three things that prohibit you from optimizing your life. However, we need to break those three things down. Number one, Christ conflict. So the Christ conflict, I've explained and explained and explained. There are three books that solve this problem for you. Totally fine. Number one, I have a book called Photon Physics, or The Physics of Christ. Now, I don't recommend that you believe me. I recommend that you just, again, do the physics of, again, just do the math. So this is the mathematical proof, we call it physics, of the existence of this ideal, or this person, this place, and this thing. Now, remember, the only way that your life cannot be optimized is if you are disrespecting the person, you're disrespecting the place, and you're disrespecting your position, yours, not nobody else's. And so if we don't understand how I'm disrespecting you, and I just keep doing it, I keep disrespecting you, and I keep disrespecting you, but we never sit down and we never figure out, why am I disrespecting you? Now, when you disrespect something, that means you show no regard to it. You show no respect. And the reason, the only way to disrespect something, if you do not see value and worth in something. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, people disrespect Christ because they see no value. They see no worth. They don't understand the hidden science and the unseen forces. Now, I have a book called Hidden Science. It's a 25 hours that goes through and reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies the hidden metaphysics of Christ consciousness. So inside of this book, this 25-hour audio book, I talk about the physics, which means physical. So metaphysics means let's go beyond the physical. So the metaphysics of Christ, this shows that the photon, which you call a photon, which yesterday we had an eclipse of photons. Let me say that again. Yesterday we experienced an eclipse of photons. Let me say that again. Yesterday, now again, according to James 3, Christ is a phos. That Greek word phos is the English word photon. So yesterday something blocked photon. It's called a skion in skios in the Greek, which is the number, which is another word for the cosmogrator, which is another word for Lucifer. So Lucifer showed up yesterday, and everybody went out and looked at him. Now, that's cool. I went out and looked at him, too. But at least I knew what I was looking at. Did you know you were looking at, again, the path of the fallen? Did you know that you was watching Lucifer in action yesterday? Because that was a solar sun eclipse hiding, blocking. It was blocking the sun. So right now, there is something that is blocking the sun. You're the sun, but you've been blocked. You're here on earth to optimize your life, but you don't, number one, the only way that you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship, you're disrespecting. You're disrespecting the person. You're disrespecting the place. You're disrespecting the position. You are a Christ. You're not the Christ, but you are a Christ because you are a photon that is downloaded into a soul that has control of a body. So if you don't understand photon physics, you're in trouble. So number one, you don't understand physics. So since you don't understand physics, everything I'm telling you right now is Greek. You're like, Christ conflict? Well, I don't, brother, I'm not a Christian, Brother Will. I ain't a Christian either. Because I am not a dwarf idiot. I'm not going to allow nobody to put that term on me. So what did Yahushua call himself? What did he call his disciples? He called them disciples. Okay, how about we call ourselves disciples? He also called them saints. Yeah, how about we call ourselves saints? Also called them royal priests. He called them a lot of things, but nowhere that term came after. It came during Antioch, where the term Christian was introduced. Now, Christ is totally different from the word, again, that's found in Titus, which means Cretan. So I'm not a Cretan, but I am a Christ. But you see how close they are. And so my job is to assist you with understanding the psychology that is behind it. And so the best way to do it, so book number one that you need in your repertoire, and if you're part of the life optimization team, you are already getting this stuff. This is already, we've already went over it, but we're going to go over it again in more detail. So that way I can break it down for you. So photon physics is the physics of Christ or the physics of Yahushua. So I have a book called Photon Physics or the Physics of Christ. This is the mathematical proof of the existence of what we call or whom we call Jesus Christ. Number one, math. Then we got to go over and we got to break it down again. So then I have another book called the Biology of Christ or the Biology of the Temple. So in this book, I break down from a biological perspective, I break down, again, the Hashem. Now, this one is deep. Out of everything that I've done, the thing that I am the most in love with, I'm in love with a lot of stuff, is I really love understanding, again, what some people call biotheology. I understand the theology of biology. That just, I don't know why, that just curled my toes, man. I don't know how to put it. Other than to tell you, when I can go into the human body and I can biologically prove the existence of Yahushua, whom you call Jesus the Christ, when I go to church on Sunday, it's like, regardless of what rhetoric that is being said or not said, regardless of how, you know, the exegesis is, regardless of whether it's not as grammatically correct or anything of that nature, man, I'm in another world. I'm in the world of biotechnology. I'm in a world that understands the theology of biology. It is the science of morality, the science of the morality of happiness. When I looked inside of the human body, man, that just messes me up. It messes me up because it's God. He hides himself in plain sight. If you just look at the complexity of the human eye, you'll be a believer. Now, you may not know what you believe in, but you're going to believe in a higher power. If you look at the human eye, it's just a human. They got a whole, I think it was Sister Ellen who was telling me that she had studied ideology, the study of the human, of the iris. There's a whole teaching, there's a whole science, there's a whole healing modality that breaks this down. Cuckoo, it's crazy. You could spend your entire life studying the human eye. We ain't even talking about the nose. What about the eardrum? What about your spleen? What about the heart? Do you know there's cardiologists? There's these dudes and dudettes. They spend their whole life studying the human heart. One organ. One organ. One. And you tell me there's people who don't believe in God. Now, that term is so whack and so messed up because of bioluminescence. I have a whole book that explains this gene called lumiferin that when you mix it with oxygen, you get what is called a lumiferance. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Inside of my book, Bioluminescence, I explain the biological proof of what we call Lucifer. So when people say that there is no devil, I can biologically prove the existence of an adversary, a blocker, an eclipse, a life eclipse, a solar eclipse. I can biologically prove inside of your body right now there is luminescence, and it uses an enzyme called luciferin that produces what is called a luciferance. And there are luciferance system. One luciferance system is called a oxyluciferin. That is an enzyme in your body right now. Go to Google and look it up. Oxyluciferin. Anytime you add oxyluciferin, which is just the enzyme luciferin, and when you do this, oxy, that means pugnant. Again, oxygen or hydrogen is the enzyme of God. Luciferin is the enzymes of Lucifer. So there's a biological warfare going on inside of your body that is exactly like the spiritual warfare that's going on outside of the body. Jesus taught in parables. He taught esso and exo. Esso outside, exo inside. So if you want to talk biology, I can prove God. If you want to talk outside the body, no biology, I can prove God. You want to talk astrophysics? I can prove. So in other words, if you don't know what I know, there is, number one, Christ conflict in your brain. See, I don't have no problem with Jesus Christ and him crucified. I don't use the name Jesus because there was no J's. I don't use the name Jesus because I'm an etymologist. I go back to the original. So if somebody else don't go back as deep as me, that means that they're not called to teach like me. So when I go to church with my wife, I say the name Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name like anybody else. And other people who are more learned than me, they got a problem. Well, brother, you still use the name Jesus. You know there was no J's, brother. No shizness. I don't want to tell you there was no J's. So you can't let nobody take what you say and then try to reverse engineer it and try to put it back on you. Now, that used to work. It don't work no more. Nothing outside of me can affect what goes on inside of me. Now, if you cannot make that mistake, that statement, you are in deep kimchi, because there will always be something that luciferin is trying to put on you. Lucifer wants to combine himself with the Father so that way he can produce and create an anti-father. That's what he's been doing. He's damn good at what he do. He inside your body right now. Do you know he holds you together? Go to dictionary.com, not dictionary, but go to Google and just type it in, DNA, and hit images and look at the DNA. Look what it's made of. That's why it looks like a snake, because of Lucifer. So number one reason why you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in an even more better relationship, Brother Willie, is because there is a Christ conflict. Now, what happened to me? So I got to the higher levels of this stuff, and I started hanging out with all of these one percenters, all of these secret society dudes, and, you know, hook up with the Skull and Crossbones, Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn, the Knights Templar, the Brotherhood of the Snake, all of these knuckleheads. And they start telling me, dude, you know Lucifer and Achrumen are brothers. Go to Exodus chapter 33, verse 23, read it. When God turned his back on Lucifer, when God turned his back on Moses, and he said, I'm going to show you my hind paws, what does that mean in the original text? So I looked it up, and I saw the word Achrumen. And I asked Reverend Dr. Bishops, who's Achrumen? They said, who? Who Achrumen? Who's Achrumen? We never heard of Achrumen. Okay. So I knew I had a problem. So I had to go outside the church. And I went and hung out with the people outside the church. They knew who Achrumen was. They prayed to Achrumen. Most people are possessed by Achrumen. It means evil brother. But most people don't understand that. Why would God show Moses his evil brother? Now, I'm going to let you chew on that for a while. First of all, I would highly recommend that you go read the text in Exodus 33. 33. 33. Yesterday was the whole day. All day yesterday was about 33. That's another study for another time. But let me make sure, because see, I had a conflict. See, the devil is good, but the big G, he's gooder. I don't know if y'all understand, so let me make sure that I break it down a little bit further for you. There's going to be, if you have not, like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, let's close option one and go on to two, because we're almost out of time and I'm just still on first base. Let's close with the Gospel of Thomas. Now, I'm not going to pull it up and read it. I've read it 1,000 times. The Gospel of Thomas says that when you find the truth, 3 things is going to happen to you. If these 3 things have not happened to you yet, then you have not found the truth. You got a version of it. And it's okay. It's better to have a version of a truth than the truth than have none at all. So the Gospel of Thomas says some crazy shiznits. It's mind-blowing. It says that when you go out and you start looking for the truth and you start reading the truth, the Gospel of Thomas says that, you know, you're going to be very, very, very perplexed. I think that's the first word that it says. And then it says after that, you're going to be amazed. Then after that, it says you're going to rule. You better rule over everything. You better see. That means that right now, that conflict that you got in your head about, did Jesus really exist? Do we play in Jesus' name? What about the blood, brother? What about all this other stuff, you know, people talk about and people debate? Because, again, they don't know. In fact, let me read it. Gospel of Thomas. This is the Coptic Gospel of Thomas, chapter 2, verse 1. And Jesus said unto them, whoever finds the interpretations of these sayings will not experience death. Verse number 2. Jesus said, let him who seeks continue seeking until he finds. Whoever finds, he will become, number one, troubled. When he becomes troubled, he will be, number two, astonished. And when he becomes astonished, or after he becomes astonished, he will rule over all, number three. So if those 3 things have not happened to you, according to Jesus Christ himself, Jesus said this. Now, again, I did the whole series. I have the book called Didymus Thomas, which means twin. That means there was 2 Thomases. So if you don't understand that there was 2 Thomases, then you might get the wrong Thomas. So it's very important because, again, this is Judas Thomas, who was known as Didymus Judas Thomas. There was another Thomas. But we're talking about Didymus Judas Thomas. He said that 3 things will happen to you once you basically are going down the path. You will become very troubled. Now, when I started studying and I started researching stuff and I started learning all of this stuff, I went, oh, whoa, time out. I became very troubled. In fact, I got so troubled, I was curled up in a fetal position. Yeah. I mean, I was gone. Because why? Everything that I was taught, the rug got pulled off from under me. And so I was like, okay, who do I believe? I don't know. I don't know what to believe, man. Which way I go? Left, right, up, down? I don't know. So I was confused. That's the devil's job. He wants to make sure that you are conned. That means tricked, fused. That means joined together with some shizness that doesn't make sense. That's why your life is not optimized, Brother Will. I can't speak about nobody else's life. I can speak about my own. So the reason, in order for me to optimize my life, number one, I got to get rid of this confusion. So I got to go through, number one, becoming troubled. Then after I become troubled, I'm going to be astonished. I'm going to be like, whoa, that can't be true. I did that for 20 years. I was 20 years rejecting what I'm teaching now. 20 years. So if you guys just not hearing this and you're going to reject it, man, y'all doing way better than me. That's why I talk to people who are beating themselves up. I be talking to people like Brother Rome, you know. Brother Roman is like in his early 20s. And then like, and he always beating himself up. I'm like, dude. You know what I was doing? I was 20. I wasn't paying nobody to learn nothing esoteric. Man, you light years ahead of where everybody else is at. You should be out sipping pina coladas, bro, relaxing. Why? You're ahead of the curve. Nobody else is even thinking the thoughts that you are thinking right now. So y'all be beating yourself. If you're a part of the life optimization course, you are light years ahead of everybody else. If you're listening to this show, you are light years ahead of everybody else. Most people don't even ask the questions that you're asking. So you should be happy. Why? Because you are further down the rabbit trail than everybody else. So that's what the word astonished means. Then the last part, he will rule over all. That means like, oh, okay, you get the big picture. That means you go up and you see what God sees. Well, you can actually make the statement that I said at the beginning of the show. You know, I am a Christ. I am a Buddha. I am a shaman. I am a yogi. So no matter what discipline you got, no matter what teaching you got, you know that they are all saying the same thing in a different way, according to their culture. So if I take an elephant, as I tell you guys before, and I let somebody, I blindfold 10 people, and everybody's blindfolded, and I take the 10 people, and I put them on different places in the elephant. I put one person on his trunk, one person on his mouth, one person on his ears, one person on his neck, one person, so on and so forth. Excuse me. And I ask each person to describe the elephant. I'm going to get 10 different definitions of the same thing. That's religion. Why do you think we have so many denominations? Because everybody is describing their view. Who's right? Hell, they're all right. Who's wrong? They're all wrong. They're all right and they're all wrong. They're all right because they're describing the same thing. They're all wrong because they're describing it according to their view. Limited. You have a limited perspective. You can't put God in a box. Come on, man. The moment you think you can label God and think that you know God, you're in trouble. He's too big. The universe. I've never been outside. I've barely been outside the state of Texas. How in the world am I going to describe the universe? Just know God. Let me make sure you understand. They said if you got a pea-sized view, or you are one grain of sand on one beach, on one shore, in one country, from your perspective, from your view, you're one grain of sand. How many grains of sand are there on one beach? Let's go. I've been to a lot of beaches. I mean, what about like Malibu Beach? Or, well, when I was stationed in Hawaii, I went down to Waikiki Beach. I used to go down there every weekend. I was the only spook out there. So I would go down to Waikiki Beach. One grain of sand on one beach in one little island. I wasn't even on a big island. That's what, 5-6 little islands that make up the Hawaiian islands? So I can't even tell you what's going on the other beaches just on the Hawaiian islands. So how am I going to say I'm an expert in all sand on the universe from my view? I am one grain of sand on one beach out of a plethora of beaches and a plethora of sand. Come on, man. That's what we're doing in religion. We got people walk around declaring themselves master teachers. And you got a bird's eye view. Come on, bruh. When you go through what Thomas talks about, then you like, whoa, you see the big picture. And you see how God sees. Then you don't have that conflict no more. Then you accept. You can go talk to a Buddhist. Like when we had the coffee shop, man, one of my best friends, one of the good guys who's coming, their name was Yuri. Dude was coming out, I called him the Russian linguistic. I know he's a linguistical assassin. Dude, a lot of people didn't like his religious beliefs because, you know, he was the first guy that gave me the Bhagavad-gita. And I read it and I was like, man, this is some deep shizness. But most people are like, yeah, I don't read no Bhagavad-gita. They don't even read it. They don't have a Laitaya. Number one kiss of death. This is guaranteed damnation. According to the Bible. I'm not saying it. You ain't got a problem with me. The problem is with the Bible. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. God said he will send you a strong delusion if you do not have this. Aletheia. Y'all heard me say it 1,000 times. This is 1,001. If you do not have a love of the truth, not a truth. The word truth there means aletheia in the Greek, which means objectivity, which means consideration. So I'm going to bring something to you. You're not going to even consider it. You ain't going to even examine it. You ain't going to even look it up. You're just going to reject it. Why? It doesn't line up with your belief system. Why? That's the kiss of death, according to the Bible. I'm not making it up. You can read it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. Please look it up. Because that produces conflict. That's why you can't optimize your life. You cannot optimize your life because your memories are repressed. What memories? Your prior existence with the Father. What? What prior existence? Brother, did you? Oh, you didn't read Jeremiah. So since you didn't read the book of Jeremiah, you don't know that you got a prior existence. You didn't read the book of Hezekiah. You didn't read the book of 2 Kings. You didn't read none of it, but you didn't listen. You didn't read my book. Being before being. You didn't read none of that. So when you was in your mother's womb, you was being. You was a being there. Even though you was a different type of being, maybe you not understood what type of being. Maybe you don't even much remember. I don't remember. I don't remember being in my mother's womb, but I know I was in there in order to get here. So prior to being in my mother's womb, according to the ancient text, according to the book of creation, according to a lot of the other texts, the terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. Terrestrial, dirt, that means an earthly woman. If anything gets there, and everybody that I know, they came through a woman's womb. That's the requirement to get on earth. As far as I know, there's some folk that come here other ways, so they say. But as far as I know, in order to get on earth, you got to go through a woman's womb, where the terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. So when celestial, which means spirit, which means what we're going to be talking about in the next series, light or star beings die, if you want to say use that term, or fall or drop or do what Lucifer did, then they come down through the birth canal into this dimension. Now, whether you believe that or not, yeah, another study for another time. I'm simply saying that there is what science calls repressed memories, which interfere with your current memories. What does that mean? Cognitive dissonance. That means I have a feeling to go left. I don't know why I just want to go left, because I got a memory. I got something that is repressed or suppressed. So these repressed memories keep you from optimizing your life. Your job, or my job, is to make you aware of your repressed memories. And how can I do that? The reason I do that is doing what they call memory recall, cellular recall. It's very easy. Some people do neuro-linguistical programming. There's a whole bunch of techniques out there that does this. This is all part of what I call the letting go process, which, again, brings about clarity. So the clarity is the ability to access and then also change. That brings about the identification or the identity process. Many of us have an identity problem. That is part of the repressed memory. So in the movie The Assassin's Creed, I like that movie because they accessed old boy's repressed memories. And they brought up his repressed memories from long ago, when he was the original assassin. You guys saw the movie Assassin's Creed. And so these repressed memories. So what happens when you start to bring up these repressed memories? They bring up what is called depressed memories. So the most depressed people on earth are the people that are the most influenced by repressed memories, which, again, are suppressed by medication, but they are unsolved problems, which cause cognitive dissonance, which doesn't allow you to move forward and optimize your life, because in the back of your brain, you got a feeling. You don't know what it is, but you ain't got no clarity. You want to focus, you want to have discipline, you want to have order, but there's a fuzzy state because there is repressed that brings about a depressed that results in the suppress. All of this pressing that's going on, producing pressure, or what is called depression. Now you're pissed off, and you don't even know why, but you're not able to optimize your life. Because what does this do? This reduces the life force, the chi or the prana or your energy. So you feel lazy. You feel depressed. You feel like you want to do something, but you ain't got no energy. Anybody got a lack of energy? That means you got a lot of repressed memories that's causing you to be depressed. So that means this depression doesn't allow you to express, expose, and expand yourself. And so your job is, my job is to help you learn to identify and to handle these in a safe, loving environment. So that way you can bring up all of these, again, suppressed and repressed identities which are entities, they are sapping the energy out of you. So your repressed memories, you don't even much remember. And most of these repressed memories have nothing to do with your prior life. They have to do with your existing life. So what happened to you as a kid when somebody touched you inappropriately and you just buried it? What happened to you as a kid that you, remember we talked about hidden shame? This is another life optimization blocker. So that way you live your life in eclipse. There's a blackout. And you can't move forward. And the reason that you can't move forward is that you got the Christ conflict. The next reason you can't move forward is you got repressed memories. And the last reason and the biggest reason you can't move forward is you already programmed. And I'm trying to put a new program, a life-sustaining program, on top of an old program. That dog don't hunt. Let me say that again. The biggest reason that right now you cannot move forward is because only a loser would lose control. Let me say that again. Only a loser will lose. Losers lose. You can't lose unless you're a loser. Now, I'm not calling anybody a loser. This is me. I can slap myself around, talk about myself, because though me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're cool like that. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Unless in your brain you know how to control yourself, you know how to do that without needing outside attention. You know how to exercise not self-help, but Christ help. Christ help to bring about a psychological and a spiritual transformation using Christ, which is the messianic office. That's your Dear Kinnear report. So what do I do? This is what I am doing. This is what I've done. I went back and remember, feedback control. Feedback control. So feedback adjustment control. Feedback adjustment control. So I get some feedback. I make an adjustment that brings about a little bit more control, and then I go and I re-advertise. Then I get feedback. I make an adjustment. It brings about a little bit more control. And then I do it again. So I keep doing this process until I bring what is called Christ determination or self-determination through Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the household management of the soul. That's what the Life Optimization course is all about. This course is designed to, again, take you through the basics. Resolve the conflict in your brain, the cognitive dissonance that I call Christ conflict. I'm not just simply talking about religion's conflict. Christ is the messianic office. We're in the messianic age. That means that you have an office. That means you have a position. That means you have a place, and that means that you are a person. So you are disrespecting your position because you don't even know what it is. You have a position. That means you got a purpose. You're supposed to be doing it. And if you're not doing it, that means you're disrespecting it. Since you're disrespecting the position that you are in, you're disrespecting the place that the position is supposed to take you. Since you are disrespecting the place that you're in, you're disrespecting the person that you're supposed to be. See, let me make sure you understand this. Christ is our elder brother. We're supposed to be like him. Whatever he did, we're supposed to do. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said that you're supposed to do what I did. He said, pick up your cross, follow me. He said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things, because I am going to be with the Father. Man, I got a big problem with Cretans who go to church, but they don't do. So you can go to church all you want, but if you don't do the work that God, that Jesus did, you ain't a Christian. Jesus said that you would know them, again, not only by what they say, but you would also know them by their works, because faith without works is dead. Now, it's not about works. It's about you understanding that Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many brothers. You're supposed to do what he did. He walked past the disciples, Peter, and he made him he was a fisherman. And he said, stop doing that, homie. I got another position for you. It's going to take you to another place, and it's going to make you to another person. He did the same thing for you. See, when I got saved, I don't know about y'all, but see, I was a wannabe thug. I was a womanizer. I was doing all this other stuff. And then something happened. I experienced something, and it changed again my position. It changed my place, and it changed my person. And it made me into a different because of the encounter, because of the experience. So there is an unconscious program that has to be changed. Right now, you're in the wrong position. That means purpose. And you may be doing the wrong, or you may be in the wrong place, and you are operating or vibrating as the wrong person. That means those three things, you are disrespecting the original. Nothing wrong with where you are at, but it's not the original. That's not what God has designed you to do. So this unconscious program that you are being and doing right now has to be replaced with the new life-sustaining pattern. That's what the Life Optimization Course does. That's why you need the Dear Kinnear Report. The Dear Kinnear Report is the foundation of your new life. Because, again, you don't necessarily have to purchase the Dear Kinnear Report through me, but you just need to get in contact with the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit. You need to fall on your knees and ask Father, Father, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So you have to achieve, you got to renew a right, a righteous, because you got one, but it's the wrong one. You're in the wrong place. Mental. This is mental. You got the wrong disposition. So when you renew it, what you're doing is you're optimizing it. You're putting it in the right place, what you're supposed to do. Then once you get in the right place, now I can be the right person. Oh, okay, so I'm not supposed to be a thug. Oh, damn, that's right. And then if you're married, then you realize, oh, damn, I'm not supposed to be single. Hello, if I'm married, I'm supposed to be doing what married men do, not what single men do. So life optimization is about, again, identifying the fact by doing an analysis and then doing some biofeedback and then making an adjustment that brings you closer into the alignment of your place and in an alignment with the person of Jesus Christ. He's the example. So Jesus did something that nobody else did. He lived a life without sin. Now, whether you believe the story or not is irrelevant. That's the goal. So the goal in your life is for Brother Will, okay, stop hurting people. Now, Jesus didn't go around hurting people. He didn't go around disrespecting people. He didn't go around lying, stealing, and cheating. Now, he hung out with lying, with cheaters and adulterers and all that stuff, but he wasn't one. He didn't allow them to influence him. He influences them, Brother Will. So my job and your job is to be more Christ-like. Hello. That's the whole purpose of the program, and that's what's been happening in my life. Now, I'm still doing bad shiznits, or at least I was, but guess what's happening? I'm becoming aware of it, and I'm getting convicted of it. So that should be happening in your life. And I'm not talking about bad stuff. I'm just talking about not right stuff. If I'm a plumber and I'm out doing landscaping, landscaping is not bad. Landscaping is not plumbing. So I should feel convicted because I'm called. I'm gifted. I'm anointed to be a plumber. But I like fixing fences, Brother Will. Well, brother, you've been anointed by God to be a plumber. You need to get under that pipe, man, and you need to start freaking unclogging pipes. But, brother, I like to work out in the sun. You know, I want to fix fences. I believe God has called me to be a fence or a landscaper or be something else. See, that's the conflict. That's what this course does. It shows you that you are designed. It's showing me that I am not a bad guy. But you don't understand. I like the three F's. But the more I read my Dear Kinnear report, see, I'm a six. But see, I've been trying to be an eight. All my life I've been trying to be an eight. I want to be a millionaire. So I'm reading it and I'm adjusting. I'm reading, I'm adjusting. I'm reading, I'm adjusting. And I'm adjusting. And as the more I'm adjusting, I'm like, hold up. I'm getting back to the way I was when I was five, when I was six, when I was seven. I was a very sensitive person. I was a very caring person. I was a very giving person. But then I read some self-help books and I read this book called Think and Grow Rich. And I read some other books and I say, hey, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. So I like that mantra over the one that says I'm for the underdog. So I replaced the mantra that says I'm put on this planet to be the spokesperson for the underdog, to help those that can't help themselves, to stand in the gap. See, I used to get into fights all the time, taking up for people. But then I gave that up and I started getting into fights to taking money from people because I didn't want to be a six. I wanted to be an eight. Why? I wanted money. And so I changed my position. I changed my place, and I changed the person that I was being. Again, that did not optimize my life because that's not my original design. So there's a lot of people that's listening to the sound of my voice. You're not doing a bad thing. You're just not doing the righteous, which means right thing. Righteous means right thing, right standing, right place. So get in position, brother. Get in position. So you got to get in the right place. Now, you are caring for everybody. You're loving everybody. You're doing this. You may be even doing the right thing, but you're doing it to the wrong people, Brother Will. So let me make sure you understand. So you out here, now you're six, and you're loving everybody. You're taking care of everybody, but you don't see their worth. You don't see their value. You think you Captain Save a Blank. So you out there, you want to save everybody. Now, they don't need saving. In fact, they looking at you as you ride in on your white horse. Dun, 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 dun. You ready to save everybody, and they're like, oh, nigga, we're good. No, y'all don't understand, man. Y'all are sick. Oh, we are? And since they don't know they're sick, you go through and you use your grammatical skills to do some priestcraft or witchcraft, and through your linguistical diatribe, you continually to download your problem into them. And so over time, you convince them, like, damn, you know what? But Brother William, you know what? Maybe I do got a problem, brother. You've been saying it so much that I believe it. Damn, I got a problem. I need your book, Brother Will. Here you go. It'd be $49.95. But the person, they didn't have no problem. I gave it to them because I didn't see their worth and their value. I saw a problem. I did not see a solution. See, if you don't see people the way God sees them, what you do is you transpose your belief onto them. And if they're stupid enough to believe it, then they're going to be stupid enough to achieve it. See, what you see is what people be to you, because your perception is your reality. It's not theirs. So instead of optimizing people's lives, you end up. Now, remember, I talked about you either being transformed or deformed. Every time you hear some information, that information is going to bring about a deformation or a transformation. So you're listening to me today. If you interpret what I say the wrong way, it's going to bring a deformation. But if you're listening to what I'm saying and you're understanding what I'm saying, it's going to bring about a transformation. It's going to optimize your life. It's going to make you grow. So my job is to see you as God sees you. Now, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. As I told everybody before, and I apologize again, I press too hard. I try to make everybody little eights. We're not eights. So my job is not to make you a little Willie. My job is to make you an original self. So I must digress. I got to stop pushing so hard. So you will find me doing less. Why? Less is more. So I'm going to spend more time with my wife and with my children, enjoying myself, going to the beach, sipping, going to the movies, sipping pina coladas. I'm not going to try to micromanage everybody. Now, some people like to be micromanaged. Some people don't. So I'm going to give you the information, and I'm going to let the Ruach and the Pneuma lead you and guide you in all truth. So I'm not going to just spoon feed people anymore. Now, most people don't need spoon feeding, but there's some that do. But you won't be getting it from me. I am going to simply give you the system that worked for me. And God draws people who are similar to me that need the similar medication as me. So I got this system that does these things, and let me close. Number one, I take you through the basics of understanding what I call identifying your negative habit pattern. Once we identify that cellular trauma, that drama that is in your life, that is a control loop, that's a pattern. Patterns are power. We take the power by identifying it. Again, a pattern shown is a pattern blown. Once we blow your pattern, boom, clarity steps in. After clarity comes in vitality. That brings about an identification. That gives you virtue. That brings about stability. That stability, again, starts to bring about, again, grit, what I call grit. And we got that show that I did on grit, which is God's reality, internalized totally. Once you get that grit, then you become unstuck. Right now, you're stuck in a pattern, but you got to get God's reality internalized, not mine, God's. Once you get God's reality internalized totally, it makes you unstuck, and then that allows you to flow. That allows you to optimize your life. Then you can set a goal. If you set any goal right now before going through this life optimization system,
you're underlining, you're putting one pattern on top of another pattern. It's like putting clean clothes on top of dirty clothes, and you ain't taking no shower. Everywhere you go, people going to be like, damn, what's that smell? Now, you look clean, and you're going to look around like everybody else, too. You're going to be like, damn, what is that? I smell that, too. You don't even know it's you. You didn't take no shower. You just put clean clothes on top of dirty clothes, and you're going out. That's what we are doing. You cannot, brothers and sisters, you cannot put new wine in an old wine skin. That's the biblical reference. You cannot put new wine in an old wine skin. We got to get you some new skin, new optimization system. Brothers and sisters, again, if you're not part of life optimization class, I still got this crazy sale going on. I don't know why I'm still doing it, but I'm still doing it. Again, it's 50% off plus another 50% off. That's again, I'm not telling too many people. So, and I just want you guys to take advantage, and we can do monthly payments. So, again, if you're not part of the system already, email me today. I think I may wrap it up. I said I was doing it until I got 25 people. I'm almost close to that number right now, again, because I want to be able to handle the one-on-ones. So because it's such a personal, intense program, can't take in like 1,000 people because, again, I would love to, but I won't be able to effectively manage. So, again, we're bringing in a few more people. So anybody that emails me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, you guys can jump on and and join the life optimization system. So that way we can, number one, we can solve this Christ conflict in your head. Number two, we can stop this repressed memories that's bringing about this depressed mentality that results in this suppressed life. Then number three, we can get rid of this unconscious program called this negative habit pattern that's running in your life. It's a control script. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, freaking Groundhog's Day. I don't know about you, man. I'm tired of being on this damn roller coaster. I'm getting off. I got off on August the 4th, so I hope y'all got off. But as of August the 4th, yeah, I got off this roller coaster, homie. I'm going down the straight and narrow. As I talked about in yesterday's show, or the day before yesterday, I'm on the plain path. I got off of this circular path. I hope you join me. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He would never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun and with the team. They come still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.